A weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Bright sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 89. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows dip down to about 68. High of 85 tomorrow, lots of sunshine outside. Highs around 80 Wednesday under sunny skies. 84 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 81.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. House Agriculture Committee Democrats expressing concerns over non-tariff trade barriers imposed on agriculture biotechnology products. Led by Chairman David Scott of Georgia, the lawmakers sent a letter to Ag Secretary Vilsack and Trade Representative Catherine Tai. The letter addresses China's import approval process delays for U.S. ag biotech products. Under the U.S.-China Phase 1 trade agreement, China committed to predictable and consistent average timelines for regulating biotech products for import and agreed not to request information unnecessary for assessing the safety of a product for its intended use. But the letter states nearly a year and a half into the two-year agreement, timelines for product approval for import still average more than 7 years. Meanwhile, Mexico committed to enhance biotechnology measure and sanitary and phytosanitary standards in the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. But lawmakers say Mexico has demonstrated a reversal in its treatment of U.S. biotechnological products. Mexico's regulatory authority has not issued a biotechnology approval in over 3 years. More than 130 red meat buyers from 21 countries across Central and Southern America, as well as the Caribbean, recently gathered at the U.S. Meat Export Federation Latin America Product Showcase. Attendees included 55 U.S. exporting companies. That event was held annually from 2011 before COVID forced a postponement last year. The showcase was held late August, well-established and a go-to event for buyers and sellers alike. And this year's participants especially anxious to renew business relationships and pursue opportunities face-to-face with meetings, according to the Federation. Pork and beef producers who provide financial support for the showcase also participated. This year's event received funding from USDA's Market Access Program, the Beef Checkoff, the National Pork Board, United Soybean Board, the Nebraska and Texas Beef Councils. That is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, along with Governor Kelly's administration, is set to release more information regarding COVID-19 outbreaks at different schools, along with youth vaccination rates, with many school districts beginning this year without masks. As Cake News reports that Governor Kelly is working on a group of pediatricians, school nurses, and other healthcare providers that are set to meet weekly to discuss how schools can operate safely during the pandemic.
This is a common story these days. The same science that we teach our kids in our schools is being ignored in our communities.
That was Dr. Jennifer McKinney at Wesley's Children's Hospital in Cake News. Governor Kelly says that she thinks it's been difficult for the pandemic after she lost her ability to do statewide mask mandating, and the decisions are up to the local school boards.
If you want to put a mask on your kid, regardless of whether or not it's required, please do. It is up to the local school boards to decide what it is that they're going to do about masking.
Good American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Truck? SUV? Truck, SUV. That's the only choice you'll have to make because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford.
That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office valid on select pre-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21 sales. Office expire month's end.
Civil rights advocates and federal public defenders have urged the White House to intervene to ensure that a privately run federal prison in Leavenworth, Kansas, shuts down when its contract expires at the end of this year. The letter emailed on Thursday to a White House office and local Leavenworth official contends that Leavenworth Detention Center is dangerously understaffed, unsafe, and poorly managed. The letter detailed stabbings, suicides, and a homicide that have all happened there this year. The prison's operator, Core Civic, says the critics' claims are false and defamatory. The letter was signed by officials from the American Civil Liberties Union affiliates in Kansas, Missouri, Iowa, and Nebraska, and by the heads of several federal public defender offices. In other news, the Kansas Supreme Court announced on Thursday that it will be conducting its September docket by video conference, despite earlier plans that it would be in person. KWCH News reports that the announcement came back on August 9th that it would resume in-person oral arguments beginning with its September 13th docket. But as of Thursday, the Chief Justice said they could adapt to COVID-19 conditions. Mid-America Network News.
Gaines Automotive is your certified Napa Auto Care Center, providing auto service and repairs for all types of vehicles. Gaines has the equipment and the experienced technicians to handle every kind of job, from engine repair and transmission work to oil changes and tire repair, plus roadside assistance and auto detailing in Marysville. A family-owned and operated business providing you the best auto care in the area. For the best service, for the best price, it's Gaines Automotive.
The Nebraska Supreme Court has denied a post-conviction appeal by a man serving three life sentences for the 2012 shooting deaths of three Omaha men and a botched drug robbery. The state's high court on Friday said that Timothy Britt failed to show his appeal that he was entitled to an evidentiary hearing on his claims that his trial lawyer was ineffective for failing to call witnesses who could have helped exonerate him. The high court said one of those witnesses would have been barred from testifying and the other's testimony likely would have not changed the trial's outcome. Britt and an accomplice were convicted of killing 44-year-old Miguel Alvos Sr. and Alvos's son, 18-year-old Miguel Alvos Jr., along with 16-year-old Jose Alvos in their home on July of 2012. In other news, law enforcement officials in Sarpy County have announced measures to help police the police. The county announced in a new statement last week that several agencies within the county, including the Sarpy County Sheriff's Office and others, have collaborated to create the Sarpy County Force Investigation Team. Good American Network News.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
This is Jen Horn with the Public Affairs Program. My guest today is Randy Watson, Kansas Commissioner of Education. Good morning.
Hi, Jen. How are you?
We're doing well here. Can you tell us what this Kansans Can Success Tour is?
Absolutely. In 2015, Brad Nunswander, the Deputy Commissioner, and I went across Kansas to over 20 locations to find out what Kansans wanted in their K-12 public schools. And now we're back out 6 years later to refresh everyone's memory of what was said in 15 and to see whether or not we want to intensify that direction, whether we want to alter it slightly, or whether or not we want to go in a completely different direction.
What do you feel has changed in the past 6 years?
Well, that's really what we're trying to find out, Jen. We want to talk to Kansans and say, has there been really much change or dramatic change in our thinking about how to best prepare students for life after high school? So we're embarking on a 50-city tour. We'll be throughout Kansas. We've already been in north central and western Kansas. We've toured the southeast part of the state and the central part, and now we'll be turning our attention to the northeast part of the state.
What kind of feedback are you getting at this point?
Well, the participation has been outstanding. We just couldn't ask for better participation. We haven't analyzed the data yet. That'll be done when we're completed. But I would say overall, where we've been, that people feel that the 2015 data was pretty strong, and that maybe with a few slight modifications, that we should probably keep going down that road. We still have 17 more places to go, and so we may find out something different before we're done.
Are you finding that different parts of the state have different goals?
Well, again, we haven't analyzed the data, but one of the things we're going to do, Jen, when we're done, is that we're going to look at small communities versus large, rural, urban, suburban. We're going to look at, does the northern part of the state say something different than the southern? Is northeast different from southwest? So we'll be dissecting all of that information. But right now, we're really in the data collection mode part of it.
What's ahead then once you do have all your data?
We'll be working with researchers from the Mid-America Regional Lab out of Denver, Colorado, and Kansas State University, along with our researchers, and they'll be taking all the data we get and then starting to say, well, here's what Kansan said, and then they'll start to look at it, as I mentioned, by all kinds of variety of different looks, from geographic to size. And then we'll be giving that back out late winter, early spring, to all the communities that participated in the tour.
What does one of these tour meetings look like?
So it's 90 minutes long. We're doing three a day, and we invite anyone that's interested in education. So business leaders, public, obviously educators, parents, grandparents to come, and we talk a little bit about what was said in 15. We do lots of small group discussion, and then we get everyone's input that comes to the meeting individually. And we repeat that for two or three cycles, and we try to do our best to stay to that 90-minute timeline and honor people's time.
Where can people follow along the progress of this program and as the data is collected and analyzed?
So the best way is to come to a location near you, and you can get those locations at ksde.org. And you'll just click on the Kansan Can Success Tour. It's right on our front page, prominent. And come to one of the sessions and sign up, sign in, give us an email address, and we will share with everyone that comes the results that we get in all 50 communities across the state. Plus, we'll be sharing it with the overall media as a whole. But if you come, you'll get a personalized report back to you that you not only can see the location that you attended, but you can also see what people said all across the state.
Well, thank you for joining us today. And again, we've been speaking with Kansas Commissioner of Education, Randy Watson. Thank you.
Thank you.
And you're listening to Public Affairs on KNDY.
Power up your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit BlueValley.net today.
Raymond W. Pettinger, age 98, of Burchard, passed away August 29th. A graveside service is planned Tuesday, 10 a.m., Sacred Heart Catholic Cemetery at Burchard. Visitation Monday, noon until 8, at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Raymond Pettinger.
It's that time again. The annual U.S. Highway 36 treasure hunt is September 17th through the 19th. View the maps, find county information to register your sale, or for more general information, go to USHWY36.com. That's USHWY36.com. Get ready to hunt with the Highway 36 treasure hunt September 17th through the 19th. Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, quiet weather across the central, east central parts of the Midwest. High pressure system overhead. We're going to see beautiful weather for this Labor Day. Sunny skies and a quiet weather pattern. We'll continue to see dry weather all the way through the end of the week across much of the central parts in the Midwest. Temperatures in the upper 80s. It looks like we'll see temperatures ranging across the 80s over the next few days as well.
So for this Labor Day, mostly sunny skies, upper 80s. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, upper 60s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, mid 80s. Wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tomorrow night, mostly clear. We'll see temperatures around 54. As we enter Wednesday, we'll have mostly sunny skies, high of 80. Wednesday night, clear skies, 54. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early September, 85. Record high on this date, 106. The average low, 61. The record low, 42. Sunset this evening, 7:52. Sunrise in the morning, 7 a.m.
More and more retailers are offering Dandelion coffee, but there's no reason you can't make your own. Get ready to jot down instructions today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
The Storm Report is giving away a $100 Visa gift card and a Zone Guard Plus weather alert system, and we want you to win. Just text the word WIN to 855-939-2526. That's WIN to 855-939-2526. The Zone Guard Plus is equipped with a special weather alert tone that sounds when severe weather enters your area. Text WIN to 855-939-2526. That's WIN to 855-939-2526.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, September 6th, the 249th day of the year. Actress Jane Curtin has a birthday, and 26 years ago today, baseball's Cal Ripken Jr. broke Lou Gehrig's consecutive game record. As fall approaches, dandelions are storing nutrients in their roots, so now is a good time to give it a try. Here's how. Find a patch of dandelions untreated by herbicides and harvest the roots. Soak them to wash off the dirt, then grind into chunks in a blender or food processor. Spread these bits onto a cookie sheet and bake at 250 degrees for about 2 hours. Grind your roasted roots in a coffee grinder and brew just like coffee. It may not taste much like traditional coffee, but it's a perfectly passable substitute with a flavor all its own. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Like new and priced right, the Nordis Motor Company has a 2019 Chevy Colorado, four-wheel drive, Z71. It's a one-owner. A 2017 Chevy Silverado 1500 model pickup. 2011 Ford F-150 Lariat pickup. A 2007 Chevy Silverado 1500 model. And several others in on trade at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier, and happy Labor Day. Well, the Kansas City Royals are starting their four-game series today on the road after being home for two series against the Cleveland Indians and the latest against the Chicago White Sox. It is a midday game with first pitch at 12:05 p.m. this afternoon. After this four-game series, they stay on the road and head up to Minnesota to take on the Twins for another three-game series before returning home against the Athletics. Kansas City is still number four in the AL Central with an overall record of 59-74. The Orioles are at the bottom of the AL East. In other news, it's finally here as the regular season for the NFL officially kicks off this coming weekend, and the Kansas City Chiefs are set to be at home to take on the Cleveland Browns for game number one. The last preseason game was against the Minnesota Vikings as the Chiefs were at home and won 28-25 back on August 27th. The Chiefs are in the afternoon for Sunday with kickoff at 3:25. The Kansas City Chiefs did win all three of their preseason NFL games. Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Truck? SUV? Truck? SUV. That's the only choice you'll have to make because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford.
That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice
choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office valid on select first stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21 sales. Office expires month's end.
In minor league baseball, Wichita wins their draw for a day before returning back home to take on Northwest Arkansas for a six-game series. It is the second-to-last series before the end of the regular season as they stay home for this week and next week, taking on this week with Northwest Arkansas. Next week against Arkansas. The Windsurge are still number one in the AA Central North Division with an overall record at 61-44. They're sitting currently 27-21 at home and 34-23 on the road. Although that could change with their final series of the season as Arkansas is at number two with an overall record of 57-48. Northwest Arkansas is at number four in the AA Central North Division. Game time this week starting at 7:05 each night in Wichita. In college football, the Wildcats have game number one under their belt against Stanford as they're now set for September 11th to take on Southern Illinois. That kickoff at 6 p.m. Saturday evening. The Jayhawks have a Friday evening game this week against Coastal at 6:30. Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Friday night football scores. Beloit took Marysville 24-12. Concordia held off Flamingo in four overtimes, 41-40. Clay Center beat Abilene 40-12. And it was Chapman over Sabetha 24-22. Frankfort topped Washington County 60-34. Hanover shut out Pike Valley 44-0. Axtell over Wheatland Grinnell 62-16. Solomon knocked down Lynn 46-0. Rossville shuts out Centralia 38-0. Donovan West over Blue Valley 54-8. And Clifton Clyde took Onega 46-0.
K-State football fans, it's time to refill the bill and cheer on your Wildcats at the home opener against Southern Illinois Saturday, September 11th. Tickets start at just $30 with a Wildcat 4-pack. Reserve your seats today at kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS. Tailgating, the pregame band show, new beer gardens, and so much more that you missed last season. It's finally time to refill the bill, and we can't wait to see you. Go Cats!
Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with organic animal repellent Plant Skid. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plant Skid uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere, even before taking a bite out of your plants. It's effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plant Skid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications save you time and money. Find out more at plantskydd.com. Avoid floppy perennials and eliminate the need for staking with proper selection and care. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Start by selecting plants suited to the growing conditions. You'll get the most beauty with the least amount of effort. Pushing plants beyond their limits of preferred sunlight, shade, moisture, and drought can result in weak stems. Avoid over-fertilization, especially with high-nitrogen, fast-release products. This promotes lush, succulent growth that requires more water, is prone to flopping, and more susceptible to insects and diseases. Encourage stiffer growth and reduce or eliminate the need to stake late summer and fall blooming perennials with early season pruning. Regular division can also encourage more compact growth on some perennials. For more details on pinching, pruning, and grooming, see Tracy DeSabato Alf's book, The Well-Tended Perennial Garden, Planting and Pruning Techniques. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
Chicago is by far the largest city in the state of Illinois. But when settlement of that territory began, it was another city, far from Chicago, that was the jumping off point for many. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven, predictable, productive, weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Brenda Owen shares the story of one of the oldest settlements in the center of this nation.
In Chester, one of our mottos is where Illinois began, because it indeed is where Illinois began. Early French Jesuit missionaries settled the town of Kaskaskia in 1703.
That town of Kaskaskia was on the frontier at the time, very close to the present-day city of Chester, Illinois. Kaskaskia was an important and thriving town.
Until 1881, when the river decided it would change course, and that entire town was wiped out. But previous to that, it was the first capital of Illinois.
Fort Kaskaskia stood on higher ground for protection of the city. For most of the 18th century, this was a French-controlled area.
Then in 1778, that same area was involved in the Revolution when George Rogers Clark and a group called the Long Knives captured Fort Kaskaskia. We were no longer under English rule at that point. We became part of Virginia Territory. We were called the Illinois Territory, but we were part of the Commonwealth of Virginia.
For Brenda, this is history she's known for all of her life. And she enjoys sharing the stories that built this town.
I remember running around Fort Kaskaskia as a child. And the river has always been part of Chester's history. And still today, the river is very important for our economy.
But while Kaskaskia is an important place, there's much more fascinating history to be found here along the river. And that's next time as we travel the countryside. In Chester, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a large antique and collectibles auction for Sioux Breeding Saturday, September 11th. Sale begins at 9 a.m. at 732 Cherokee Road, northeast of Marysville. Sioux Breeding has sold antiques and collectibles over 40 years and will be selling frosted glass kitchen cupboard, wardrobe, pie safe, several oak furniture items, primitives including a 4-gallon butter churn, 6-gallon, 3- and 4-gallon Red Wing crocks, other crockery items, beer advertising, memorabilia, Pepsi and Coca-Cola items, 1847 Rogers Brothers Sterling silverware in the box, lots of Marshall County advertising items, and other miscellaneous. This antique and collectible auction for Sioux Breeding, Saturday, September 11th, 9 a.m. at 732 Cherokee Road. From the junction of U.S. 3677, go 8 miles to Vallone Elm Corner, then a mile and three-quarter west on Cherokee Road. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Once fall rolls around, many people think yard work is done for the year. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Fall is actually the best time for lawn care, so it awakens healthy in the spring as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Agricultural carbon markets are projected to be a $42 billion opportunity. We want farmers to take home most of that. Why? Because farmers deserve more credit for stewarding the land in a way that supports healthy ecosystems and increases profitability. The time to act is now. Find out how much additional income your farm could be making with quality carbon credits as part of Carbon by Indigo. Visit indigoag.com/income.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Every fall, it takes us a long time to get the leaves raked up because some trees drop them earlier than others. Leonard Perry is an extension horticulturist at the University of Vermont. He says unless leaves are finely shredded, it's important to get them off the lawn so they don't mat down and smother the grass. This also allows you to do other lawn maintenance to get it ready for winter. High on your list should be mowing, fertilizing, and watering if the grass is dry.
Mowing is one of the things I see misunderstood or abused in lawns. Like during the season, you want to mow high. Then high means about 2 to 3 inches. You want to keep mowing as long as the grass is growing. And the last mowing, when you think it's going to be toward the end, you can mow a bit lower, so down to about 2 inches.
Grass will benefit from watering before winter. Perry suggests soaking it with about an inch per week. Yards often become compacted over the summer, so fall is the time to aerate. This can be as simple as walking around with spikes on your shoes, or you can rent an aerator to loosen up the soil and let it breathe.
Then once you've aerated, that's a good time to overseed over the top and again keep that watered in. If you have bare spots, fall is a great time to do that too because the weeds are kind of slowed down and kind of shut down for the year. So it's a good time for the grass to get established without that weed pressure that you have in the spring and early summer.
If weeds have taken over, this is a good time for spot control. Weeds prepare for winter by drawing nutrients from leaves into their roots. They'll also draw herbicides into the root system, killing them more effectively. Perry advises doing a soil test and then, if needed, apply a quick-release nitrogen fertilizer to strengthen the lawn for winter. You'll find more tips for fall lawn care at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Oh, yeah. am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
A labor lawyer believes H-2A visa reforms are likely. Stick around for Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly. A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
New is fine, but when it comes to customer service, give me old-fashioned any day. Gempler's is a family-owned independent farm and home supply company that's been around since 1939. You call and get a real person to help you find just the right problem-solving tool or gear to work smarter, safer, and more comfortably. Shop Gempler's.com or give them a call. Phone number's on the website. Again, that's Gempler's.com. While the U.S. House of Representatives passed the Farm Workforce Modernization Act last spring, the Senate has yet to give the measure a serious look. The act would modify current policy regarding immigrant worker visas to help with farm worker shortages. New Orleans labor lawyer Brandon Davis talked about it in a recent episode of the Dairy Stream podcast.
We would hope that you could set aside the squabbles that are not exactly meaningful to the solution that we have in mind, which is receiving a consistent and reliable source of labor so that we can continue to turn the U.S. economy in a fair way.
Davis says the dairy sector could gain the most by passage of the act, since current H-2A workers are only seasonal.
I think the future is bright for H-2A. I definitely see the glass half full. I think that it is inevitable based on our social, cultural, and economic trends. We're going to improve the H-2A program. I think that we're eventually going to get the program that provides fair access to all stakeholders like dairy.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. We'll get news for some farmers and ranchers across the Mid-America region. As for the year of 2021 so far, the U.S. Department of Agriculture's new report has come out showing that the value of the nation's cropland is on the rise with an average of $4,420 per acre. According to AgWeb.com, that's nearly up $320 or roughly 8% from the year of 2020. The good news is that figure is a record high for cropland values, as until 2021, the value of U.S. cropland has hovered between around $4,000 since 2014.
That 7% is a big number, and we last saw that increase back in 2013-14, and seeing those kinds of increases in 13-14, we were kind of hitting some of those higher prices. And now we've seen land values with a pretty substantial increase year over year for 21.
That was Seth Meyer with the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The state of Kansas roughly saw a 13.9% increase overall for cropland value per acre, sitting at roughly $2,370. The state of Oklahoma was up by nearly 7.1% at $1,810. The state of Nebraska sitting roughly at $4,960, up almost 13.8% for that cropland value. For farm real estate overall, Kansas was sitting at roughly $2,100 an acre, or a 10.5% increase, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Oklahoma was sitting at a 6.9% increase at $2,020 an acre. Nebraska sitting at an 11.1% increase with roughly $3,100 valued per acre. The overall farm real estate value was a measurement of the value of all the land along with the buildings on the farm. That was up roughly $220 per acre as an average overall throughout the nation, or roughly a 7% increase from last year in 2020. For more information and for the full list and the survey from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, you can go to the website at usda.gov. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
Farmers Cooperative offers something that's rare these days, a pension plan. Not only will you be with a supportive, caring team during your career, you'll have their support after you retire. Also, health benefits, 401k, and a chance to earn profit sharing. There are openings across the board, grain, agronomy, precision ag, tires and lubricants, and more. Learn more at myfarmerscoop.com.
Investing in our owner's success, Farmers Cooperative.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. A top member of the House Ag Committee and one of the more moderate Democrats in the chamber says she doesn't expect $3.5 trillion to be the final figure for a reconciliation bill currently under consideration. Representative Sherry Bustos of Illinois said the political reality of the tight margins of control for Democrats in both the House and Senate could lead to some movement on the final price tag. She said she didn't think $3.5 trillion is going to be the end number, but whatever the number is, she's confident they're going to be able to pass it. And she goes, we're going to be able to do no... She said we're not going to be too extreme to the left, not going to be too extreme to the right, and that requires coming together and coming up with compromises in order to get it passed. Now, her colleague, Representative Rodney Davis, a Republican from Illinois, said he's looking to fight over the package and will keep it from being passed. He said he thinks there's enough concern from Midwestern legislators to make sure that the $3.5 trillion doesn't pass. He said, frankly, he doesn't see a path right now for it to get through the Senate and become law. Restaurants and food service companies around the country fear the emerging threat of the Delta variant will send 2021 sale gains backwards. The National Restaurant Association projecting industry sales $789 billion this year. That'd be well below the 2019 sales of $864.3 billion, but nearly a 20% bump over last year. Now, the mid-August survey shows that the COVID variant threatens to reverse profits made in the first half of 2021. About 19 of the respondents said they completely stopped going to restaurants. 37% said they'll only do takeout and delivery. 32% said a proof vaccination or mask wearing would make them less likely to dine out. The survey was conducted August 13th through 15th, included at the association's mid-year State of the Industry report. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Tractors that were once new, then old, are new again. Stay tuned to hear about what's hot with collectible tractors on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Agricultural carbon markets are projected to be a $42 billion opportunity. We want farmers to take home most of that. Why? Because farmers deserve more credit for stewarding the land in a way that supports healthy ecosystems and increases profitability. The time to act is now. Find out how much additional income your farm could be making with quality carbon credits as part of Carbon by Indigo. Visit indigoag.com/income.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. What's the price of corn? Find out by asking your smart speaker to enable Successful Farming Live. The Alexa skill in Google Action provides the latest commodity prices alongside tips from AGI. Remember, just say, enable Successful Farming Live.
When that old tractor needs to go, and there are plenty of people who are willing to give it a new home. Like many antiques, you'd think the older the tractor is, the more coveted it would be. But that's not the case here. Successful Farming Executive Machinery Editor Dave Mowat says, in the 1990s, tractors from the 1920s and 30s were hot. Today, the must-have collectibles are from the late 50s, 60s, and early 70s.
That's because older collectors had the older tractors and they want something new to add to their collection. Also, young men and women that are entering the hobby want to have tractors that they grew up with or their grandfather had on their farm or Uncle Tom that they'd go visit in the summer.
Another hot thing now is muscle tractors, which includes over 100 horsepower tractors from the late 1960s and 70s. Mowat says phenomenal money is being paid for these machines. If the collector in you doesn't want to break the bank, he says the older tractors are your best deals.
Let's just take a John Deere A or a Farmall C or a Minneapolis Moline U. These tractors that used to bring bigger money, now you can buy them at an estate sale, an older collector, restored for less money than likely the collector put into the tractor restoring it.
This is because there is less interest in the older models, and there were far more of them made than tractors from the 1960s and 70s. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about collecting old tractors and other old iron pieces at agriculture.com.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather could cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rainstorm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through. Keep money in your pocket. Contact your local farmers cooperative feed team today.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Markets closed for the Labor Day celebration, back open on Tuesday. And on Friday, we did see a little bit mixed across the board for the grains. Corn did a relatively decent day, but ended up dropping a bit by the end of trading into the red. Wheat and soybeans had a decent day. Livestock struggled just a little bit as well. But corn trended mostly higher for the day, until right towards the end of trading on Friday to wrap up the week. December corn was down 1.5 at the end of trading to 524. March down to 3/4 to 533.25. On the wheat side, as we mentioned, though, they did see a little bit decent day with December KC wheat up 14 points to 723. The March up 13.5 to 732. On the soybean side, they had a bit of a rocky week last week with some pressure in the markets, but loosened up by Friday and saw some decent growth. November soybeans up by 8.75 to 1292 even. January up by 9.75 to 1301.25. On the meal side, they had a few days in the red in a row, but by Friday they did see some growth there. October soybean meal up 90 cents to 338.10. December up by a buck to 341. Over in the oil, we saw there mostly higher as well. October soybean oil up by 13 cents to $59 even. December wrapped up at $59 even as well, up 21 cents from the beginning of trading on Friday. In the cotton market, we saw mostly higher there, as we saw October cotton up by 48 cents to 95.62. December cotton up by 73 cents to 94.02. So not a bad day when it came to most of your grains, soybeans, and the cotton markets. Livestock, as we mentioned, struggled a little bit. Lean hogs tried to hang in there with some green on the board, but feeder cattle and livestock livestock all wrapped up in the red and trended in the red most of the day on Friday. Markets closed for the Labor Day holiday on a Monday, back at it on Tuesday morning after the three-day weekend. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
At Midwest Kia, we listen to our customers and we know what's important to you. A great selection, friendly staff, and exceptional pricing. Introducing Midwest Express. Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car from the comfort of your own home. Spend less time in the dealership and complete the entire deal using the Midwest Express buying tool. Or get as much done online as you'd like and let our friendly staff help you finish the deal in half the time. And because you helped us save time, we'll help save you money. Having a hard time finding a dealership with inventory that's not marking up prices over sticker? Go to MidwestKia.com to see a fantastic collection of new 2022 Kia models. All clearly priced and never marked up. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com because right now,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
Is your concrete looking a little rough? Let Inline Construction pour a new patio, sidewalk, or driveway to complement your home or business. We offer stamped and stained concrete for a unique and custom look. Inline can also replace or add a concrete approach for your commercial building or farm shed. Call Inline today at 562-5525 for all your concrete needs.
KNDY.
A single mom goes out on a date with somebody new. It always winds up feeling more like a job interview. My mama used to wonder if she'd ever meet someone who wouldn't find out about me and then turn around and run. My mom out to a movie, and for once I got to go. A few months later, I remember lying there in bed. I overheard him pop the question, and I prayed that she'd say yes. And then all of a sudden, oh, it seemed so strange to me how we went from something's missing to all the things here.
legends of country music play here on Classic Country KMDY Marysville. AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.